Which tax can you actually count? Rethinking the transparency argument for HJR 173. An Act for Missouri analysis. Welcome. This is Act for Missouri, and today we're walking through a specific argument supporters of HJR 173 have been making, and what happens when you actually test it against your own experience. HJR 173, for those just joining the conversation, is the constitutional amendment on Missouri's November 2026 ballot that would phase out the state income tax and authorize new sales taxes on services not currently taxed. Let's start with a quick test. Two questions. Try to answer them without looking anything up. Question 1. How much did you pay in Missouri state income tax last year? Within $200. Question 2. How much did you pay in state and local sales tax last year? Within $200. Most Missourians can answer the first question. The income tax figure appears in actual dollars on your W-2 every January. It appears again on your 1040 every April. Before that, it shows up on every pay stub all year long. By the time the year ends, you've seen the number written down dozens of times. You can quote it within $200 because you've literally read it that many times. Almost no one can answer the second question. People know the rate is somewhere around 8% combined, about 4.225% state, and another 4.22% local on average. But the actual dollar amount? It accumulates across hundreds of grocery runs, gas stops, online orders, restaurant tabs, hardware store purchases, and routine errands. No one adds it up. It never appears as a single number on any document anywhere. This matters because of how supporters of HJR 173 have been making their case. They've been arguing that switching from income tax to expanded sales tax is a transparency improvement. They call income tax hidden, taken out of paychecks before workers see it. And they call sales tax honest or transparent, because you can see it at the register. A Missouri state representative framed it this way in a widely shared post, quote, "The income tax is already in the ham, dozens of times over. You just can't see it. The consumption tax is honest. The income tax is hidden, and you're paying it whether you know it or not." End quote. The chief economist at the Show Me Institute, who's also been making the case publicly, has used similar framing. So has the spokesperson for Mo Tax Relief Now, who put it like this, quote, "The income tax is an embedded tax that is still part of what you pay at the register, but it's rolled into the cost," end quote. The framing has surface-level appeal. Sales tax really is visible on your receipt. You see the line that says tax and the dollar amount associated with it. That's true. But it's not how people actually experience the tax over the course of a year. Income tax has three documented appearances in every working Missourian's year. First, every pay stub shows the state income tax withholding for that pay period. Most workers see this 26 times a year, or 52 times for weekly pay. Second, the W-2 in January shows the total state income tax withheld for the year, a single prominent dollar figure. Third, the 1040 in April shows what was actually owed, what was paid, and the difference, refund or amount due, also in single, prominent dollar figures. By the end of any given year, a working Missourian has seen their state income tax expressed as a specific dollar figure dozens of times. That's why most people can answer the first question. The number isn't hidden. It's the most visible, single tax figure most Missourians encounter all year. Sales tax has a different relationship with visibility. The receipt at the register shows the tax for that single transaction. A receipt for a $47 grocery run shows the tax, about $4. The receipt usually gets thrown away within 24 hours. No annual summary exists. No business sends you a year-end statement of what you paid. The state doesn't issue you a sales tax summary. There is no W-2 equivalent. The accumulation is invisible. The $4 from groceries, the $3 from gas, the $1.50 from a coffee, the $12 from a hardware store run, multiplied across hundreds of transactions over 12 months. Almost no one tracks it. The $4 at any single register feels small. Visible, yes. But the $3,000 to $5,000 a typical Missouri family pays in combined state and local sales tax over a full year? That figure is genuinely invisible. Nobody encounters it as a single number anywhere. So here's the inversion. The tax that's transparent at the register is the tax that disappears at the annual scale. The tax that's hidden in a paycheck is the one people can quantify exactly. If transparency means knowing what you pay, the income tax is the more transparent tax, by a wide margin. Now, why does this matter for HJR 173? HJR 173 is structured as a tax shift. Any new sales tax revenue from base expansion must be offset, in the same legislation, by a substantially equal income tax reduction, dollar for dollar. The state ends up collecting roughly the same amount of money. Government doesn't shrink. Its claim on Missourians' resources doesn't shrink. The collection mechanism just changes. Supporters argue that change is itself a benefit because the new mechanism is more transparent. But the argument runs into the inversion we just laid out, switching from a tax people can see in actual dollars to a tax that vanishes at the annual scale isn't a transparency improvement. It moves Missourians from a tax they can quantify to a tax they can't. But here's why this matters beyond the surface-level argument. The visibility of a tax shapes how easily citizens can hold legislators accountable for it. Every spring, Missourians see what they paid in state income tax as a single dollar amount on their 1040. They can compare it to last year. They can decide whether it feels too high. They can call their state representative and complain about a specific number. Campaigns get run on that number. Kitchen table conversations happen around that number. Sales tax doesn't generate that kind of accountability moment. People might notice when the rate changes, I can't believe they raised it, but they have no equivalent moment of seeing what they paid in total over the year. The $3 here, $7 there, $12 somewhere else stays invisible at the annual scale. There's no $4,200 moment to complain about. That difference matters politically. A legislator who wants to keep spending faces less constituent pressure on a tax citizens can't easily quantify than on one they see in single-dollar figures every April. The sales tax isn't just less visible to citizens. It's less politically costly for the people deciding how much to take. If the actual goal of HJR 173 were to make government more accountable to taxpayers, the choice would be to keep the visible tax and reduce the rate through cuts in growth. Trading the visible tax for the invisible one moves accountability in the wrong direction. It makes it easier for government to keep collecting without facing the political friction that comes with citizens knowing exactly what they pay. HJR 173 isn't transparency reform. It's tax restructuring with a transparency-themed sales pitch. Once the transparency framing falls away, voters are left with the question HJR 173 was always asking. Should Missouri restructure how government collects the same amount of money, including expanding sales tax authority to services not currently taxed, or should we reduce what government takes from us in the first place? Most Missourians want the income tax eliminated. We want that. The disagreement isn't about whether to eliminate the income tax, it's about how, and whether the answer involves giving the legislature new constitutional authority to tax services Missourians use every day. Cuts in Growth eliminates the income tax through ordinary legislation without expanding any sales tax authority, without giving up constitutional protections voters approved, and without trading a tax people can see for a tax they can't. That's the choice. The transparency argument was the surface. The values question is what's actually on the ballot. This is one piece of a larger picture on what HJR 173 actually does. For our full analysis, including the math behind the rate and base scenarios, our position on the conservative path forward, and responses to other arguments being made for the amendment, visit our HJR 173 special coverage hub at act4mo.org. This has been Act for Missouri. Thank you for listening.